KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's sunny and 77 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be sunny, hot, and windy today with a record-tying or record-breaking temperature of 98 degrees possible. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV Satellite Systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. The Griswold, Cam, and Elkhorn Kimbleton Community School District Boards of Education are set to hold separate meetings this evening. The Griswold School Board will gather in the central office boardroom beginning at 5:30. And during the meeting, they're expected to receive updates on the various district improvement projects and redistricting. The Griswold Board will also discuss and act on bids for auto and property insurance, fuel, and technology support, designating a Level 1 and Level 2 child abuse investigator, registration fees, and travel compensation amount for 2012-2013 in the central office administrative contracts. The CAM School Board will meet at 7 p.m. in the Media Center at the CAM High School in Anita. Discussion and or action items on their agenda include those pertaining to a resolution for land transfer of lots 1, 2, and 3 to the City of Anita, contracts, approval of elementary literacy materials, agreement with Casey's Computer Consulting, and other administrative matters. The CAM board will enter into a closed session for the evaluation of the superintendent and then resume their regular session with action on the superintendent's contract. And in Elkhorn, the EHK school board will meet in the Family and Consumer Science Room of the high school beginning at 7 o'clock. And during their meeting, the board will act on resignation and contracts, possible transfer of more than $1,585 from the general fund to the activity fund for the yearbook account. They'll also act on handbooks, the addition of data compromise coverage to the district's insurance program, fees for next year, and staff excellent attendance pay. News time is 8:02.
Hi, this is Jesse Swanson with the TV Store, your locally owned Verizon authorized wireless retailer in Atlantic. Are you dreading the long car ride on vacation and hearing your kids saying, "Are we there yet?" Well, I have a solution for you. A 4G LTE smartphone from Verizon Wireless. You can keep your kids entertained with many different games that you can put on your 4G LTE smartphone, and you can make sure they know exactly how close you are to your final destination with turn-by-turn directions with the free GPS service that comes on all Droid products. You can even check the weather on the go with a 4G LTE smartphone, as you have internet wherever you go. To get set up with your new 4G LTE smartphone, stop in at the TV Store at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic or call 243-3032. We're here to answer any questions you might have about your Verizon Wireless cell phone and provide you with the best possible customer service. Activation, upgrade, early termination, and other fees apply. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com. Smartphones require a data package.
The Cass County Community Center is the planned location for a night of dancing and music this coming Saturday, June the 23rd, as local musicians return to the bandstand for a big band dance. The jazz band Popcorn Button will bring their second dance of the summer to the community. The community center is the new venue for the band, which means they'll be able to accommodate more dancers and listeners. The band is comprised of a diverse group of talented volunteer musicians from the Atlantic High School, the community, and several universities. In fact, some students will return from college and internships as far away as Iowa City and Kansas City to play at the dances. Dance instructor Jake Auerbach and his mother Pam will once again be offering a guide to getting started with ballroom and swing dancing at that event from 7:30 until 8 o'clock Saturday. Event organizers are also working out the scheduling of a potential visit from a member of the ISU Cyclone Swing Society, and that'll provide the opportunity for all involved to learn some new moves in addition to the basics of waltz, swing, two-step, and polka. The dance is free at public events. A free will donation will be accepted at the door to help defray costs. All ages and dancing abilities are invited and encouraged to attend from 7 to 10 p.m. on Saturday at the Cass County Community Center. For more information, you can contact Curtis Ulrich at 712-249-2588 or visit the band's website at popcornbutton.org. Iowans who want to keep close tabs on weather warnings may now be able to get them on their cellular phones beginning today. The nation's emergency alert system is starting a new program this week. Al Kenyon, a project manager with FEMA, says people need to check their cell phone carrier to see if it's an option to receive these potentially life-saving alerts.
Similar to a text message, but it's not a text message, so that you need to have probably a newer handset or a handset that has the capability to receive these messages.
Kenyon says it's part of a larger effort to modernize the emergency warning system. The wireless weather alerts will let you know about things like severe thunderstorms or tornado warnings. And he said Iowans should take those warnings seriously.
When your listeners get an alert, whether it's from wireless emergency alerts or from the radio station they're listening to or television station they're listening to, take action on it. We've had cases where people have been alerted to tornado warnings, and they said, well, that's interesting, and they don't take action and they get hurt, and that's a very bad thing.
The new program is through a partnership between FEMA, the FCC, the National Weather Service, and cell phone carriers. Elsewhere in state news, a group of Roman Catholic nuns is set to leave Des Moines on a two-week bus tour of nine states. Protest Republican federal budget proposals that the group believes hurt the poor and vulnerable. The nuns on the bus tour departs today and is scheduled to finish in Washington, D.C. on July the 2nd. The nuns will visit Catholic-sponsored social service agencies and the offices of Republican members of Congress, including Steve King's office in Ames, House Speaker John Boehner's office in Chester, Ohio, and Representative Eric Cantor's office in Richmond, Virginia. Organizer Sister Simone Campbell says the tour is not a response to the Vatican's recent criticism of nuns as being too outspoken on social issues. Network, a Catholic social justice lobby founded by the sisters, is sponsoring the tour. Mitt Romney will bring his Republican presidential campaign back to Iowa for another visit. Campaign officials say the former Massachusetts governor will begin today with an appearance in Wisconsin and then head to Iowa for stops in Dubuque and Davenport. It'll be his third visit in the past few weeks to Iowa, which is widely seen as a swing state in Romney's contest against President Barack Obama in November. An Iowa mother is fighting the Des Moines School District over a policy she says would force her 11-year-old daughter to walk nearly 2 miles to school across an interstate and along busy streets without shoulders or sidewalks. Jessica Bellotta told the Des Moines Register that she's worried for her daughter's safety. She said administrators denied her request to drop her daughter off before her job starts at 7 a.m. and pick her up after she finishes work at 4 o'clock. Bellotta, who's a single parent, lives 1.7 miles from her daughter's middle school. Elementary and middle school students can ride public school buses for free only if they live 2 or more miles from their school. A high school student must live at least 3 miles away. The Iowa Department of Corrections is looking for a man who's gone missing from a work release program in Des Moines. Authorities say 21-year-old Darnell Cameron Lee was placed on escape status last week for an unexcused absence from the Fort Des Moines work release facility. Lee was serving a 6-year sentence for willful injury causing bodily injury and assault on a peace officer. The Iowa Department of Corrections spokesman Fred Scaletta said Lee was transferred to the work release program in April. His prison sentence began in October of 2010. Scaletta says anyone with information about Lee's whereabouts should contact Des Moines Police or the Polk County Sheriff's Office. A collision between two boats on the Des Moines River has left one person dead and at least two others injured. Kevin Baskins, a spokesman for the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, said the crash happened just before 7 p.m. Sunday on the river near Birdland Marina area, just downriver from downtown Des Moines. The DNR has not yet released the names of those involved and didn't provide details about the accident. They were investigating the crash late Sunday night. A Goodwill Industries store in northern Iowa had to close briefly after a woman accidentally crashed her car through the front of the building. No one was injured Saturday when the unidentified driver accidentally stepped on her car's accelerator and plowed into the store in Mason City. Police Sergeant Steve Clemis said that the woman's vehicle went about 2 feet into the building. Police received the call shortly after 1 p.m. on Saturday. Employees said the crash caused enough damage to close the store for the day. Police say the damage totaled between $5,000 and $6,000. A Waterloo man has died in a single car crash in eastern Iowa. 41-year-old Scott Samuel Mullen lost control of his vehicle while driving on a county road in Cedar County just south of Interstate 80. The accident happened shortly after 10:30 p.m. on Saturday. Mullen went into a ditch and struck a machine shed. He was not wearing a seatbelt and was pronounced dead at the scene. The crash remained under investigation. Taking a look at our world headlines at this hour, President Obama and other leaders of the world's top 20 economies are meeting in Mexico today. Much of their summit time will be devoted to the European financial crisis and the fate of Greece as part of the Eurozone. But Obama will also meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin on the sidelines. Egypt's military says it will hand over power to the newly elected president by the end of this month. A senior member of the ruling military council tells Egypt's official news agency that the transfer of power will happen in a grand ceremony, but he gave no exact date. The Muslim Brotherhood claimed early this morning that its candidate had defeated Hosni Mubarak's former prime minister. Spain is having a tough time keeping its finances in order without the help of an international bailout. Today, the country's bond yield climbed past 7%, and that wiped out any rally of European stocks from the pro-bailout election victory in Greece. Spain has been saddled with billions of dollars in toxic assets after the implosion of a real estate bubble. And Samsonite says it has pulled a line of luggage from Hong Kong stores after a local consumer group reported finding high levels of a chemical linked to cancer in the handles. Samsonite says independent tests show the bags are safe to use, but it's taking them off the shelves to allay customer fears. News time is 8:10.
Hi, this is Jesse Swanson with the TV Store in Atlantic. Is your internet connection driving you up the wall? Off more than it's on, constantly buffering when you're trying to watch video, slower than slow, or just no service at all to your home? Well, I have a solution for you. Dish High-Speed Internet powered by Exceed. Dish High-Speed Internet powered by Exceed has download speeds up to 12 megs. That's fast. With three different package options, just choose how much you'll need. All plans feature the same high speed with successively higher allowances at each point. Bundle up your internet service with qualifying Dish package and get $5 monthly bundled discount on one bill. Stop in the TV store, your local Dish authorized retailer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic, or call 712-243-3032 for all the details on satellite broadband that goes beyond your wildest expectations. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary. Visit your authorized Dish retailer for availability, details, terms and conditions, and Viasat's ad allowance policy.
In the funeral announcements, Deborah Meisner Thomas, age 52, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Graveside services for Deb Meisner Thomas will be today at 11 o'clock at the South Lawn Memory Gardens Cemetery just off South Olive Street in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Robert L. Wigg, age 89, of Sheraton and formerly of Greenfield, died June the 10th. Funeral services for Robert Wigg will be today at 1 o'clock at the First Lutheran Church in Sheraton. The Pierschbacher Funeral Home in Sheraton is in charge of arrangements. Robert Lee Blatt, age 86, of Elkhorn, died Monday at June 11th at the Cass County Hospital in Atlantic. Graveside services for Robert Blatt will be held today at 2 o'clock at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church Cemetery. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Marvin Marine, age 81, of Guthrie Center, died Friday at his home. Funeral services for Marvin Marine will be held on Tuesday at 10 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Anna B. Schroeder, age 91, of Atlantic and formerly of Exira, died Tuesday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Anna Schroeder will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Kenneth Thomas Kimmon, age 80, of Elkhorn, died Friday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. A Mass of Christian burial service for Kenneth Kimmon will be held on Tuesday at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Ryan James Perdue, age 29, recently of Griswold and a former Red Oak resident, died Friday following an accident north of Stanton. Funeral services for Ryan Perdue will be held on Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has the arrangements. James Russell Thomas, age 68, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Exira Care Center. Cremation has taken place, and memorial services for Jim Thomas will be held in Wisconsin at a later date. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic is assisting the family with arrangements. And Brian Steffens, age 48, of Atlantic, died Sunday at his home. Services for Brian Steffens are pending at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. That is a check of the news brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV Satellite Systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.